A thresher's daughter living near, when shocking news you soon shall hear. When up to London she did go, to seek for services you shall know. She went till she came to a squire's hall, and there she did both knock and call. "I hear you want a serving," she said, "and I am Betsy, the serving maid." The squire had one only son, and Betsy's heart so soon he won. And Betsy, being so blithe and fair, soon drew his heart into a snare. On Sunday evenings he took his time, unto sweet Betsy he told his mind. He swore by oaths and paws above, "It is you, sweet Betsy, it is you I love." The old woman, hearing her son say so, it filled her mind with grief and woe. "We must contrive, send her away, for to be a slave in Ameriky." On Monday morning, madam arose, "Betsy, Betsy, pack up your clothes, for I am going some friends to see, and no one but Betsy shall go with me." They went till they came to a seaport town, where ships were sailing up and down. A boat was hailed, and in she went, and the poor girl sailed with a discontent. A few days later the old woman returned. "Oh, you're welcome home, mother," cried her son. "You're welcome home, mother, on every side, but where is Betsy, the serving maid?" "Oh, son, oh, son, oh, son," said she, "your chief delight is on the sea. I would rather see my son lay dead than you should wed with the serving maid." A few days later her son fell sick, so sick in bed, so sad was he. Nothing would cure him that could be tried. He called for Betsy, and then he died. The old woman, seeing her son lay dead, she wrung her hands and tore her head. "If I could see my son rise again, I would send for Betsy across the main." That's what I call a song.